Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount+. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Call his wife in. 406. How's your boy been? McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Got you for one more hour until we take it to the warm-up show at 5. 888-808-1019. And we started with the football. Jackson Dart feels like, sounds like. We all expect Jackson Dart to probably start this Sunday against the Chargers after Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, decided to be non-committal. Everyone's new favorite. Non-committal. He's non-committal. Was he committal? He was non-committal. That was very giant, Jerry Seinfeld-esque. Non-committal. Only reason to be non-committal is because you're debating whether or not to bring the young kid. I would expect them to. I don't know if it's the best idea. In fact, I don't think it is. I would wait until they clear the Eagles, Denver Eagles, all within a span of 3 weeks. I want what's best for the kid, not what's best for this game this week. Honestly, that's how I feel. And maybe both are entwined. Maybe they're not. We'll find out. I think that's what they're going to do. I hope it's not the wrong decision. And let's be honest, this franchise does nothing but make wrong decisions. So whatever they do, I'm sure it'll be a disaster. Always fun. But we're opening up with talking a lot about the baseball because here we are. We'll still take your calls on the Giants and the Jets. But right now, today, we awaken, and I'm sure you are awakening here at 4 o'clock in the morning. If you are, go get some coffee and get ready. Because the next 6 days, the next six games, will decide whether or not the Mets pull off one of the most epic, and I hate using the word collapses because this has been a long, slow grind. So I don't know if you want to call it meltdowns or whatever word you want to use. But they're 17 games under 500 since June 13th. They have been a bad baseball team for most of the season now. They had a miserable Saturday, a terrible Sunday, playing some of their worst baseball against the Nationals, whether it's, and listen, some of it was bad luck, right? We didn't even talk about the center fielder and catching the ball off his glove, off his foot, kicking it in the air, making the catch. Robin Alvarez of the home run in the ninth, yes. A couple of bad luck. The bad bounce for the inside the park home run. And a lot of people were all over Mullins. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough play. You got to decide really early whether or not you're going to go after that ball. He's trying to make a play. It's not as easy as people say. Oh, yeah, just stop, turn around. The ball's bounced off that wall funny and went into right field. Where's Juan Soto backing up? I don't know, third base. But they played Minnesota with a bad defensive play. Pete Alonso continues not to throw the ball the first. And after taking 2 of 3 from San Diego, winning that first game against Washington, they played 2 disgusting, miserable games. They come back. They're still the only team not to win a game, 0-60-something. after trailing in the eighth inning. Still the case, despite coming back and tying the game. Two-run double from Vientos, the base hit in the ninth from Soto. They have bases loaded, can't come through. Nimmo can't put the ball in play to win that game. They lose in extra innings. Sunday's a disaster as well, and right now they are tied with the Cincinnati Reds, who own the tiebreaker over them. So the New York Mets have to be a game better over the next six to get into the postseason and avoid what would be an enormous meltdown that should shake the franchise to the core. And when I say core, I mean the core four. I mean the core players of this team that have been here for years. So these next six games not only dictate whether or not you have a chance to do something special in the postseason, it dictates whether or not or how this team looks next year in many ways. You get the Yankees, who are trying to hold on to that top wild card spot at the bare minimum and still have an outside chance with being behind the Toronto Blue Jays by two games. And again, they have the tiebreaker, so it's more like three. But they're playing the White Sox. The Blue Jays are playing the Red Sox. The next six games, the next 6 days, decide whether or not the Mets are in, whether or not the Yankees are playing at home, whether or not the Yankees win a division. It's pennant race baseball, whether or not the Detroit Tigers pull off one of the biggest collapses we've ever seen. Can the Yankees get the Guardians to come to Yankee Stadium? Let's go. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls. Everybody's hopped up to talk a little baseball. Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
C-Mac.
What's up, brother?
I'm chilling, brother. I'm having so much fun with this meltdown. Before I get there and cash in receipts, because they're not going anywhere. I do want to say that as far as like Jackson Dart is concerned, I'm not picking and choosing his opponents, because the Texans didn't do that. Washington didn't do that. There are plenty of examples that we can cite where rookie quarterbacks stepped in and had what it took. And if we have to baby this guy, then just like the head coach, then, you know, he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about babying. Those two guys started from opening game. They came out with a different plan for this kid. I just want to see if they're going to come up with a plan and wait and not just give him the opening of the season and wait till it's 0-3, wait till wins and losses don't matter, then I'm going to wait for the best landing spot. That's how I view it. It's not babying. It's trying to build some confidence, get him ready. You had a plan. Let him watch. Let him learn. Let him get ready. And then bring him in where he's got an opportunity to be successful. Otherwise, I would have agreed with you. Then just start him from jump, as the two quarterbacks you're mentioning. By the way, Stroud's looked awful the last 2 years, but I do hear what you're saying.
Oh, awful is a little strong. This year, yes. Last year, they made it to the second round.
I know, but he wasn't very. I know. And he beat the Chargers, who can't win big games. We'll see if that's
nearly beat Baltimore. They had a couple of bad calls. Or KC, it was. KC, like always, you know, teams suffer with the bad calls that go past the game's way. But you're not, absolutely, you're not wrong about that. But, so as far as the Mets are concerned, I wholeheartedly agree with Juan Soto. They are a family. They're just a dysfunctional one. And I do agree when they say they have this lab. I'm just not sure it's a pitching lab, C-Mac. It might be a meth lab. Like, you know,
Ray,
because some of these guys, the way
Ray,
they're pitching.
Ray. Yeah, Ray, I love you, buddy. I love you. There's six games left, bro. There's six games left. And if they get in, they're dangerous. I still feel that way. I feel that way about almost any team. But with the talent of the Mets, even with this rotation, I hear you, they're dangerous. If they get in and win five out of six here and force their way into this thing, they're dangerous in the postseason. So I would hold off on taking bows as a Yankee fan. I know it's coming. If they miss the playoffs, and obviously the Yankees are most likely, it would be a disaster if the Yankees don't make the playoffs. They're up four games. They've got a magic number of three, playing miserable six games against miserable teams. All they have to do is go 500, and they're in the playoffs. They could probably go 2-4 and still make the playoffs. Someone's going to lose, but it ain't the time for bows just yet. And I promise you, the Met fans took theirs, and I will allow the Yankee fans to have yours. But be careful, because the possibility of the Mets going deeper into the postseason than the Yankees still exists here on this Tuesday morning. So give it a week, Ray, and then give me a call and see where we are. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Good morning, C-Mac.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Still a little under the weather, but getting there.
We're all dealing with it, myself included. I can't stop this cough.
Yeah, same here. My voice is like non-existent. But getting to the point, I would love to see the Guardians come into Yankee Stadium short, but we shouldn't pray for that because you never know what you're going to get with the
Guardians.
Well,
I mean, I'm not praying for it. I'm just saying I like my chances against Cleveland better than the other teams. I'm just being honest. I'm not necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you what I think. If the Boston Red Sox and Garrett Crochet are on the mound for the first game at Yankee Stadium, the Wild Card Series, I'm going to feel a little more nervous than if it were Cleveland. That's just me. But
oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not begging for them. I'm just saying.
They have to get through the next six games. And what would you say would be a good record for them to have after the next six games?
For the Yankees?
Yeah.
It depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking to secure the top wild card, 4-2 is more than enough. 3-3 probably gets it done. If you're looking to win the division, then you got to go 5-1, 6-0. If you want to have a chance at winning the division, you probably got to go undefeated. Because they would, you have to be three games better. So if you go 6-0, the Blue Jays go 4-2, you're out. You need the Blue Jays to play .500 here. If the Blue Jays play 3-3, you have to go 6-0 if you're the Yankees. So to me, you want to win the division, you got to go 6-0. Can't lose another game. And even that might not be good enough. But if you literally have any hopes of winning the division, you probably can't lose again. Winning the wild card, I would think most likely 4-2 absolutely secures it. Even 3-3 gets it done, would be my thought. But they're playing two lousy teams. Let's just start with winning all three against the White Sox. Let's start there. Win all three against the White Sox, and then we can figure out what they'll need to do against the Baltimore Orioles. And let's see how this Red Sox series plays out against Boston. I watch a lot of baseball. I'm a baseball guy. I have the baseball package. I have three TVs in my house, and it's not just for football Sunday. It's for every day of the baseball season. My wife, I talk about it all the time, but just it's so funny. I shouldn't say that because it's not funny. But when she walks into the room and she sees I'm watching the Red Sox on one TV, the Yankees on the big TV, the Mets on the other TV, and just her exasperation is like, I guess I'll read a book. And I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I'm a bad guy. They're off on Thursday. I only need two TVs. So I watch a lot of baseball. I am pumped for Blue Jays Sox tonight. That's going to be a game all over the television. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Chris. That rant about the American League playoff possibilities was classic Big Mac. That was good stuff.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, because it's fascinating. It sets up the worst case scenario. Obviously, worst case scenario is they don't win another game and, disaster, right? But outside of that, worst case scenario for me is playing the Boston Red Sox and not having Max Fried available in the series, right? And there is a way, believe it or not, there is a way if the Blue Jays lose to the Red Sox and the Yankees feel like it's worth it. If they're a game up going into the last game of the year, do you pitch either Max Fried or Carlos Rodon to secure that victory in a bye? And if you lose the game, you lose them for the three-game set coming up on Tuesday. And that's scary to me. It's scary.
It's great baseball talk. That's what it's all going to come down to.
Yeah.
Oh, well, two quick things. Your Alonso point is straight on. I love people. Anybody who says you absolutely have to bring it back, you're out of your mind. And two, and I talk to you all year, I'm the biggest Net fan in the world. I've never been more depressed. There is no way, and I'm telling you, I never say this, there's no way they're doing this. This team is 13 games under 500 on the road this year. Yeah. Do you think they're going to do anything this week? I only pray that when it ends, it doesn't go down to the last day in Miami. I hope if we're going to lose this, it's out by the time we get out of Wrigley. This is brutal. No, this is brutal.
You want it as long as you can have it, man.
No, that game Saturday, when Nimmo against a lefty on
field, killed them,
who has no breaking ball, can't put a ball in play, that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? It's true. Individually, these guys are good ball players. As a group, it just doesn't work. They're just not a winning group, man.
Yeah.
They're too streaky. They don't have that fire. My theory is they're too easygoing. They don't hate losing enough. They don't have the fire in their belly. Alonso, Nimmo, These guys from Florida and Wyoming and California, man, they don't hate losing. They just, you could see it after the game. I don't have the answer. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's from where they're from. I think there are, I think there are natural born winners and loser haters from everywhere.
They're too easygoing.
I hear you. I hear you.
I would be like fuming. They don't even look like they're that. I mean, Lindor's the only guy who looks like he's really upset. Listen, we'll have all off season to talk about it. But I'm telling you, I've never been this. They're not doing this. It's over. I mean, and I went against like Mike from Brooklyn all year. I thought he was wrong. I owe him an apology. The guy's right. They're not good. They've been a bad team for 3 months.
No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. They haven't been a bad.
What are we hoping that they're going to like go 5-1? It's not happening. I mean, listen,
I understand the pessimism. I understand the thought. I understand why you think that can't happen. I assure you it can. Doesn't mean it will. It doesn't mean I'm overly confident that it will, but it can. It absolutely can. They're talented enough to win 5 games they're talented enough to win 5 out of 6. They just are. Will they? I don't know. Probably not.
You sound like Carlos Mendoza.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you? It is true. I don't have the being a Met fan for the last 100 years to sway me in my pessimism. I do think this offense can be dynamic. I think they can out-hit their pitching. I think they've got a really good, I think they got an arguably the best closer in the game this side of Chapman this year. Like, there's no reason they can't beat a Cubs team that ultimately has nothing to play for, other than not wanting to be on this long losing streak heading into the postseason. They've got good pitchers going. I get it. It's not going to be easy on the road. They haven't been a good road team. I'm not saying I expect it. I'm just saying, and I'm not even asking you to have more faith than what you just said on the phone call. I understand exactly why you feel the way you feel, and I'm not telling you you're feeling foolish or that you should be more optimistic. I get it. I'm just saying it's not over. It's not over till it's over. We have all seen that before. If you would have told me in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series that they would have come back. I mean, Keith Hernandez was having a beer and a smoke in the clubhouse. Got to believe, right? Someone said that once. Ben in Princeton. What's up, Ben?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. How are you, sir? All right? Everything's good. Everything's great. Everything's grand. Everything's wonderful.
I know it's been since we've spoken. So, okay. You know, that's upon us. But listen. Real quick, I know you got calls, and I know this is really a baseball segment.
No, that's okay. Let's talk football. That's fine.
All right. So I'm going to just say this, right? I know a lot of people are going to disagree, but and I know you've spoken and you touched base on this.
I did.
When are we going to hold Dable accountable? And the reason why I say this, right? Love him or hate him, Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion. And I'm not saying he's the answer. He wasn't brought here to be the answer. Mm. But he's a perfect stopgap guy for Jackson Dart. So you're going to ask me where I'm going with this. You look at the Lions game last night, Dan Campbell. You look at the game on Sunday between the Cowboys, right?
And the Bears.
And you see and look at the Bears on offense, right? You see the innovation, the creativity, the imagination, men in motion, misdirection. You don't see that on a Giants offense. The Giants offense for years under Dable has been to snap the ball, step back, and throw it into the defense. That's it. There's no creativity.
The Cowboy game is a tough one. They put up 450 yards of passing offense. Like I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, the Bears had a good game. The Giants ripped them to shreds. You don't have to be creative when you just go deep, I'll hit you. You're right. That was the Giants' offense. Go deep. I'll throw it to you. It worked. He threw for 450 yards. Like, everyone's torching the Cowboys. The Cowboys' defense is atrocious right now. So, I mean, listen, I understand your point. I just used a bad example to tell me, look at the Bears. Because you want to talk about the coach, and he came from, Ben Johnson came from Detroit and all their creativity. And I got to, me and Fleeks are actually talking about it. I did doze off at times. These Monday night and Thursday night games, they're tough for me. I'm exhausted and I kind of doze off during them sometimes. But I did see the play where they, that was one of the more creative plays I saw. I think it was fourth down, right? It was the fourth down play.
You're talking about the handoff to St. Brown to pitch to Gibbs?
Yeah.
Montgomery, I forget which one.
Yeah, no, it was Gibbs. It was Gibbs. Hand off to Sam Brown, and then he runs the option with Gibbs behind him. And the defense collapsed. He pitched it out to Gibbs. Easy walking touchdown. That was as creative a play. It doesn't sound that creative, but he's got, I don't think he lined up in the backfield. I think it was right motion. The running back, the wide receiver comes across, hands it to him. And then they pitch to the running back. That was a very creative play. And they've run creative plays. Both teams were kind of running those creative plays yesterday with, you know, pass back to the quarterback, going across, right? Didn't Derrick Henry throw a pass? And he did that in Tennessee a lot. He would do that on, like, two-point conversions or in the goal line. He would make it seem like he was going to go in the goal line, stop, and just, like, jump throw one to the tight end. We saw him do that a bunch in Tennessee as well. But he threw a pass in the game. Like, yeah, there's some creative offense. Right now, I don't know if the Giants are just sound enough fundamentally, especially with their offensive line, to be playing tricks. I think that's part of it. Like, it's if you can't trust your offensive line to block, and I think it's getting better, and I think with Andrew Thomas it'll start to get much better. But, like, if you don't trust the offensive line to block, you're going to run end-arounds and pitches and wide receiver throwing the ball and back to the quarterback. Like, you got to block it up. I don't know if there's any faith to block it up right now. So I don't disagree, and particularly the passing game this week, it was there were two passing plays. It was throw the ball deep into double coverage or check it down to Scataboo. That was it. I mean, that was the passing game. Those were the two plays. Just chuck it up 40 yards down the field and hope one of your receivers makes a play in double coverage, or we're going to just check it down to Scataboo. That was it. So I don't disagree. And when are we going to hold him accountable at the end of the year? I don't think they're going to fire him midseason. At the end of the year, either one of two things are going to happen. They're going to win enough games to satisfy this owner in some level, or Jackson Dart is going to play so freaking well that they'd be afraid to change offenses on him. Or those two things don't happen and he gets his ass fired. That's it. 888-808-1019. One of those things are going to happen. He's going to win enough games. Jackson Dart's going to look so freaking good that after the Daniel Jones situation and changing coaches on him and everything that happened, they'd be afraid to do so. So he buys himself another year. Or neither of those two things happen and he gets fired. So that's where the accountability will come. But that includes being more creative with the offense. That includes scoring points. That includes showing Jackson Dart can run an offense and put up points and win some football games. Especially if you go to him in week four, he's going to have to win some. Because no matter how good Jackson Dart looks, they win one or two games. They're not going to let this guy make another top draft pick. They're not going to let Joe Shane take another swing at a top pick. I'd be very surprised. If they have the first or second pick, I'd be surprised no matter what happens with Jackson Dart that they would allow Joe Shane and company to make that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Epic. I'd be shocked.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
.432, Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. Let's go. Another half hour until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Let's get to your calls as we're talking a little baseball to end the show. A little positivity. There's a T in there somewhere that I left out. Positivity. I can't yell about the football teams any longer. Not with this baseball. Not with the idea we got six games for our lives. Tonight's a big baseball night. We'll get to the lousy football teams. We will. We have all week. And once they make the announcement of who the quarterback is, that will change the direction then and there. When we get ready, when they announce the Jackson Dart era has begun, which I assume is going to be tomorrow, later today or tomorrow at the latest. But tonight we got two big baseball games. The Yankees are taking on the White Sox. The Mets taking on the Cubs. The Blue Jays are taking on the Red Sox. The Reds are taking on the Pirates tonight. And that's, you want to talk about another game worth watching? If you're a Mets fan, if you're just a baseball fan, you got Reds-Pirates tonight, 6:40. Hunter Greene and Paul Skeens on the mound. That's an excellent pitching matchup. That's a big game. You need Skeens to be lights out tonight, Mets fans. You are rooting for Skeens, the future Yankee. You are rooting for him. Actually, what am I saying? It's future Mets, right? They took over the town. They're the team everybody wants to go play for. So they've got the most money and the smartest executive, so they'll probably sign Skeens in a couple of years, not the Yankees. That whole thing about, oh, future Yankee, you know, Adley Rutschman, future Yankee, all that. Remember that? That's gone. Now it's all future Met, because that's where players want to go. I got to have a couple digs here and there. It's not over. I'm still rooting for you. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Mr. McConnell.
Good morning, Patrick. How are we doing today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, and the Mets have four kids. The three kids are going four of the last six games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot more confident in them than I am in Peterson.
Yep.
So if we don't get the Peterson win, which we, and Peterson's got a pitch, I think, the tag team then has to win. And if we win five out of six, I like our chances. As far as Skeens pitching against the Reds, last time they only let him go four innings. I think they're preserving his arm for next season.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I apologize. I just saw it now. I was on Wednesday. That's Wednesday.
Yes, that's an
engagement. Skeens against Green on Wednesday. I apologize. Tonight is Singer is pitching for the Reds tonight against Oviedo, who has an under four ERA and only has a handful of starts. But I apologize. I was on the Wednesday schedule. So that's when that's Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's a good game to watch. Yeah. You know, the thing is, the Pirates don't want to do us any favors. I don't think the Cubs are going to do us any favors by losing to us and laying down.
Well, no, like they're not going to lay down. But again, I mean, look, you can go out and beat them.
We can.
Horton's been really good. He's pitching to a 2.66 ERA. Trusting Peterson tonight's tough. I agree with you. Right now, he's. I would put him out of the postseason roster. I shouldn't say that. Not the roster. Excuse me. The rotation. I don't think he makes a postseason start.
Don't you think we should even skip him this time and pitch the pitcher we pitched last Thursday? That is regular rest. Wasn't it Tong going last Thursday? And then go on regular rest?
Yeah, they got Tong scheduled for tomorrow. You're going to have to pitch Peterson anyway. Like, you know, you got six games here. You're going to need Peterson in one of them. You got to win these games. The offense has got to come through and score some runs off Horton. You got to figure out a way to win this game. Huge game tonight. But I agree with you. If Peterson needs to step up and pitch the game of his life, this is a huge game for Peterson. It is. It's a huge game for Peterson. Because let's be honest, again, they've got these three kids in the rotation. You've got Senga under contract. You got Manaea under contract. Peterson could be pitching for his Met career here. If you're talking about changing the core and changing some of the names that have been here for forever, that's Peterson. And if he's going to be miserable August on and give you no chance to win tonight, you might be on your way to, you know, out as a New York Met. Robbie and Lennox, what's up, Robbie?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, I'm good. First of all, I want to tell you, I just picked up something. It's the 60th anniversary of Meet the Beatles. It's on Blue Opaque vinyl. And it's really nice, and they got a, you know, write up of it, and it's on 180 grand vinyl. So I picked that up.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anyway, so I got to tell you, just one second about the Giants, if I could, and then the Yankees. But my personal feeling is that Brian Daboll has to go, and so does the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. I've had it. The four plays on the four yard line the other night just did it for me. I don't understand. Mike Kafka worked for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, how in the world when he comes to the Giants and he becomes completely a complete imbecile and can't call an offensive play? How come Scattaboo can't run from the 4 yard line? Like, where's Bill Parcells when he used to say, "Yeah, we were predictable and we kept it simple." Right? He used to say, "Keep it simple, stupid." That's the problem with these guys. It reminds me of Jason.
I guess
to outthink people. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's funny because not to necessarily think either one of you are wrong, but just the last two calls I took on the Giants. You're saying they don't just stick with it. They don't keep it simple. The caller right before you was they don't have any imagination. Like, and not to say either one of you are wrong. I'm just saying, like, it's not like we don't know. Like, they're just terrible. And whether it's because they're not creative enough or because they don't stick to what works, I don't know what the hell the problem is. Like, right now,
the problem.
Tiki,
I talked to Tiki the other day, in the postgame, and Schmalky, right? And Tiki said yesterday on the show, too, and I agree with him, they don't have playmakers. They do, but they don't make plays. Okay?
Bingo.
That's exactly true. It's the truth. It's like, they need guys to make plays. Okay, here's a question. Teal Johnson was drafted, what, the third round, fourth round?
Yeah, he was third round.
Okay, when you have your top guy covered deep, and we all know why they ran the ball well. Dave was such a fool. Of course they ran the ball well because they played their safeties back. The Giants did the same thing against the Bills in the Super Bowl. Why do you think Thurman Thomas got all those yards? Because Bill Belichick said there's no way they're beating us deep. And Spags played the same thing, out-coached them completely the other night. But that's the thing. I mean, you find that Dable's so out-coached. And the other thing, too, is Shane Bowen. Wouldn't you want a guy back like a guy like Wink Martindale who blitzes? Look at the last 25 seconds of that Dallas game. You got to go after him. You know that Spags is going to put in a package, whether it's a safety blitz, Chris, whether it's a corner blitz. He's going to do something different. Bowen does nothing but drop guys back into coverage. You cannot drop your safeties and your corners back in the last 25 seconds when you got a guy who kicks the ball from 75.
I know. I mean, listen, you are behind the eight ball in today's world. Like, they get the ball to 35. You need one play for 15 yards and you're in field goal range. It's not it's tough. Like, they might have to change that and figure out something with the field goal, make it harder, make the crossbar higher, as Tiki was talking about, make it more narrow, whatever. But, like, in that scenario with the kickoff rules especially, you're going to get the ball to 30. You're almost guaranteed the ball to 30. And with Aubrey, like, one 15-yard play, they're in field goal range. That's a tough thing to ask of any team, to make sure you don't give up 15 yards. It's not even saying, oh, you got to go half the field. You don't. You have to make one play. So, like, I get it. And that's not to excuse how far back they were off the ball. I get it. But I'm just saying, we're seeing teams consistently go. Like, if you need a field, you better not leave a minute on the clock if all you need is a field goal to beat you. Like, because field goals are, you know, we're seeing multiple kickers kick 60-yard field goals, and all it takes is 15, 20 yards, and you're in field goal range. Like, that's it. But the point is, like, part of it, though, is they're supposed to get home with four. If you're able to get home with four and you don't need to blitz, that's going to make you a better defense. They haven't been able to get home with four. So I do agree, you got to blitz a little bit. And they were able to run the football. You're not going to, like you just said, Spags, of course you're able to run the football. They had two deep, like, you can't just hand the ball to Scattaboo every single play. Eventually they are going to change some things up and you're going to have to throw. The Giants weren't able to have a running, unable to throw the ball. Like, you're not going to be able to just hand the ball off all the time. You got to make some plays. And as much as I'm on the play calling inside the red zone, no doubt, it's hard to judge when he's throwing the ball into the freaking stands on four consecutive plays. Like, Russell Wilson just didn't even make a single play. He just threw it away every single. Fourth down, he hit the crossbar. The hell was he doing? What the hell was he doing on fourth down? You got to give your wide receiver a chance to make a play, or maybe a chance for a defensive holding call or a pass interference. Throw the ball near someone. He threw the ball and hit the crossbar on fourth down. This is an MVP. This is a Super Bowl winner. This is a Hall of Fame quarterback on fourth down. He must have been confused. Something must have happened. He must have not realized that the penalty on intentional grounding, which everybody knows is a loss of down play, he must have still thought it was third. I can't explain him throwing the ball away. But that's not to excuse any of the coaching staff, because I'm with you. I'm with you. It's been terrible. I thought Brian Daboll, I wanted him back for one main reason. I wanted him to get an opportunity to develop a young quarterback. It felt foolish to hire him for that purpose and never give him the opportunity. It just felt foolish. I didn't think there were a lot of other great coaching options out there. Like, I'm tired of hiring and firing. I thought it made sense to give him another run. I also thought he'd be much better. I thought the team would be much better. I thought the offense would be much better. I thought they would have some sort of, you know, functioning offense, and they haven't through 3 weeks outside of, go ahead, run down the field, and I'll throw it to you. Because Dallas can't stop anybody from getting past them. But, yeah, no, it's bad. And as far as the playmakers go, 100%. Outside of some big passing plays against Dallas, again, you know, Malik Nabers made two really great body control catches and then, you know, was able to hold on while his face was getting raked for the second touchdown. Like, he made some plays. Wandale Robinson made some plays. But defensively, in this game against Kansas City, Adebo drops an interception. He actually dropped two. The second one didn't matter much. The game was already decided. But he drops an interception right in his hands. Bobby Okereke has the ball at the 5-yard line. If he picks up the fumble, he allows Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, come running across the field to rip it out of his hands. Like, if those two plays are made, I'm not saying they win the game, but they have a better chance to win the game. David in Queens. What's up, David?
Top of the morning.
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Thankfully good. Definitely not feeling very positive about the Mets. I'm going to tell you that as a Mets fan, I hope they don't go to the playoffs. They're going to do nothing.
You hope they don't go to the playoffs?
Themselves.
You
no, hope? I hope they don't. I Why? Hope they don't. Because they are not consistent. They have not been consistent for months. You don't know who's going to show up. Sometimes it seems like they lead them back in the dugout.
How do you benefit from not making the playoffs? You think it's worse to lose in the playoffs than not make it?
Embarrass themselves is all they're going to do in the playoffs.
This would be far more embarrassing. This would be far more embarrassing. This would be far more embarrassing.
5 games. You're talking about 5 games and they could only lose one? They haven't done that in months.
No,
I have not done that in months.
No, well, there's a difference between not expecting them to do it and not wanting them to do it. If you think losing the wild card series is more embarrassing than not being able to be one of the top 6 teams in the National League with this payroll, anyone can lose a 3-game series. Anyone. I'm not saying it wouldn't be embarrassing. I'm not saying it wouldn't be disappointing. I'm not saying you'd have to look at this team. I'm just saying, like, we have seen, like, you look at other sports, right? I mean, how many times in hockey? I know those are 7-game series, not 3, but how many times in hockey does the best team, 2 out of the last 6 years, some of the greatest records in NHL history, went into the postseason and lost, right? Was it the Lightning who went in? Or, like, they went in with the best record and got swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Boston Bruins just went in with the greatest regular season record, lost in the first round. Baseball's a 3-game series. We see good teams lose to bad teams all the time. Anyone can lose a 3-game series. It'll be disappointing. It'll be frustrating. It wouldn't be as embarrassing as a team with the highest payroll in baseball that added Juan Soto and couldn't win 85 games to be one of the top 6 teams in the National League. That's mortifying. That's embarrassing. That shake up the whole damn thing. You get into the postseason and you lose 2 out of 3 because you ran into a hot pitcher that shut you down in one of the games. Like, it sucks. It's disappointing. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. But that's baseball. You have to be, over the course of 162, you have to be one of the top 6 teams. You have to be. So I can't imagine any Met fan who doesn't want to see them make it because they'll be embarrassed in the playoffs because they're not consistent. Who cares? Not getting in is not just embarrassing. It is fundamentally unacceptable. And it's to the point where I no longer believe in the core of the team, where I'm okay with Pete Alonso not coming back. I'm openly looking to trade Nimmo. I'm openly looking to trade McNeil, I'm openly looking to move anybody. Anybody. I would trade. I know it's crazy. If anybody would take the contract, I'd move Lindor. Like, it's just time to have a brand new team. Everybody but Soto is available. I don't think they could move Lindor, and I'm not saying they have to. I'm just saying I'm open to anything. If you make a, if you make an offer to me that includes moving Lindor, and I can somehow make it seem like I can convince myself it makes the Mets better and different, how are you not open to it? I'm open to anything outside of moving Juan Soto. Anything. If they don't make the postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans, and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, let's go. Rapid fire styles. We take you through the rest of the way here. About 7 minutes until the warm-up show at 5. And what better way to kick off the rapid fire portion of our program than Brett in Long Island. What's going on, Brett?
Chris, you're in the happiest mood I've heard in 2 years. Congratulations, you finally got some. Chris, you're a Yankee shill that once said, I root for the Mets. I would even want them to win the World Series as long as it doesn't affect the Yankees.
Correct.
You don't sound like it today. I thought about
it. Well,
taking
some shots at the fans.
In this situation, I know you. You'd be depressed. Your talking would be, you'd be upset that, wow, they're about to get eliminated. You have a little bit of happiness, and you even said, I'm going to let the Mets fan, Yankee fans get their shot at it.
Well, yeah, because the Met fans took their
shots.
I see
right through the BS,
okay.
Chris.
Okay.
I see through it. Daniel Jones.
Thanks for letting me
another
talk.
Another one.
I appreciate
my
it.
My team sucks.
Yes.
Okay, I was wrong. I said they beat the Chiefs. Okay, I was wrong. I'm
you were.
Done. You were right. They suck.
Yeah.
They find ways to lose. That's the difference.
They
Chiefs.
Absolutely
I was
do.
Right. The Chiefs aren't the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. You can get the ball on the 5-yard line. You can get the ball before the half and throw a pick in the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, you cannot have a field goal kicker. I mean, the Giants.
Unbelievable.
Suck. They got to make a change. The last thing I'll say is, how's Daniel Jones look?
He looks good.
You told me if
good.
They lose to Denver, I mean, that they're going to lose to Denver. That didn't happen.
Well,
I know. Now this team sucks.
It was a when bad penalty. Otherwise, they had the game lost. I mean, they got stupid penalty. Otherwise,
other than a 75-yard field goal, the Giants would have won. You know, I mean, we can say it.
64, I hear you. But they had the game lost. That's what I'm saying. He missed the kick. They had the game lost. And
just do me a favor. Stop pushing the goalposts back with Daniel Jones.
I'm not pushing anything back.
Sound like now.
Listen, here's the thing with Daniel Jones. Okay. Daniel Jones, I don't think Daniel Jones, first of all, he sucked with the New York Giants the last 2 years. Injured
you
and
said
sucked.
He sucked 3 weeks ago.
Listen, I don't think he's
Does
good
he
enough.
Still suck?
First of all, yeah, let me tell you something right now. Again, in 2020, he's won three games in a row. In 2022 for the New York Giants, he went 6-1 in the first seven games, won four games in a row, including coming from behind in the fourth quarter to beat Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. I have never, ever said he is incapable of playing a stretch of games significantly well. He also won a road playoff game. He is handing the ball off to what right now is the best running back in football with the most yards. He's played miserable teams two out of the three games, and he's played pretty damn well. I do not believe Daniel Jones is the kind of quarterback that you have sustained winning with. I don't think he's the kind of quarterback that gets you to a Super Bowl. I don't think he's very good. I think the Giants stink. I think his coaches have stunk. I think that the wide receivers they gave him have stunk.
He has done good and turned it around.
I thought they'd be better with Russell Wilson than him. Absolutely, that's fair. I thought they would be better with Russell. I was excited. I was more excited to finally be done with this conversation, Brett, than I was getting rid of Daniel Jones. I
was sick of him.
I was tired of that conversation. I was tired of whether or not it's his fault, whether, oh, it's the offensive line, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. He had 6 years here. We're making it sound like he played two seasons and we gave up on him. He played six seasons. He got a contract where he made $40 million a year. He came out and he stunk. He stunk last year. He stunk in week one against Minnesota. He stunk and he threw miserable picks. He was injured the last 2 years. He was bad and he was injured. Bottom line. And I still think he's not very good.
But they stink. What do you think?
I do think they stink.
Would he have stunk with the Giants if they
probably
gave him
yes
the
probably still would have stunk
needed.
Yes
but he would have stunk with the Colts. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the Colts are better. The Colts are better with a better offensive line and right now an offensive coach that played well. Yeah, anybody could go somewhere else better and play better. The Giants are terrible. They've been terrible for a decade.
You made him the scapegoat.
I didn't make anybody the scapegoat. I said I was tired. I never said Daniel Jones was the reason they're losing. Never once. Never once.
Figure him of the organization.
For both of them, it's both of them. It's equal. It's equal. Did he ever throw for 400? Did he ever throw for 450 yards? Did he ever throw for 450 yards? As a New York Giant, hold on because you don't stop. As a New York Giant, did he ever throw for 450 yards, go into Dallas and play that way? Ever once? Did he do it ever once?
Did
he do it once?
The Giants are built
So now the Giants are better. So the Giants
you
are better.
So the Giants were
better. So the Giants were better this week against Dallas 2 weeks ago than they ever were with Daniel Jones. They were better.
Russell Wilson had a historic performance.
Yeah, 450 yards.
You tell me.
How many touchdowns?
Only three games with Daniel Jones, but now it's like, look for Russell Wilson.
Let me ask you a question. How many times did Daniel Jones even attempt to throw the ball 40 or 50 yards down the field?
He couldn't.
He couldn't. Somehow the offensive line is magically fixed. This year, the offensive line is 10 times better. Ten times better. Without Andrew Thomas, he was able to throw the ball down the field with abandon. How come he didn't have it? How come? Daniel Jones is playing very well. Not debating it, and I've never said anything else than the organization let him down as much as he was bad. It was mutual. It was mutual. He was given 6 years. Let's not make it seem like he was given 2 years and then abandoned. Six seasons of injury-plagued, miserable football. Bottom line, Giants were to blame, he was to blame. He's found a new place, he's played well for three games. I wish him well. I'm not ready to declare him a great superstar. We'll find out. I'm more worried about the actual Giants. We'll talk to you later. Let's go Mets, let's go Yankees. Bye-bye. Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
WFAN, New York. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.